Well, the protests in Venezuela are reverberating in the classical music world. Gustavo Dudamel is the Wunderkind conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and he's Venezuelan. Now he finds himself under pressure to take a stand on what's going on back home. Dudamel is the most public face of Venezuela's El Sistema. It's the country's famed national music education program. Dudamel retains close ties to El Sistema and its orchestra, which happens to be performing in Los Angeles this evening. Mark Swed is the music critic for the Los Angeles Times. He says the pressure on Dudamel started with a rumor.
There were some erroneous reports that Dudamel had been performing at a celebration with President Nicolas Maduro on February 12th, the first day in which the demonstrations became violent and three people were killed. In fact, those reports were completely erroneous. Dudamel was conducting a children's orchestra from his hometown, Barquisimeto, but people thought that this was Dudamel implicitly giving approval of the government. And with all of the charges of human rights violations going on right now in Venezuela and the huge unrest, there are people who are asking him to speak out.
Now, today, Friday, the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela is performing in Los Angeles this evening. I assume Gustavo Dudamel will be there. And I understand some Venezuelan protesters are planning to attend as well. Who are they?
The people I have heard from are Venezuelan immigrants. There's a lot of emotion right now, and I'm sure there will be something at Disney Hall. Dudamel will be conducting this concert, and from my understanding, there will be a demonstration outside, but it's not unusual to have a demonstration at a concert.
When you spoke to Dudamel earlier this week, does he seem frustrated by all this?
He seems adamant. I'm sure he must be frustrated. The impression I got is he is adamant about protecting El Sistema, that it's what he believes in, and that this program needs to continue and needs to be as separated from politics as he can possibly make it.
Why does he think that taking a stand or speaking out is going to threaten El Sistema?
It's funded by the government. I think that that's their big concern.
But it also seems to have weathered every political stripe in Venezuela during its 30-plus history.
Yeah, and I think it's weathered it because of that very attitude.
Gustavo Dudamel is sort of a phenomenon himself. Tell us a bit about him.
He grew up in the El Sistema system. Dudamel, who was a violinist in one of the children's orchestras in his hometown of Barquisimeto, was recognized to have a talent as a conductor and was nurtured. And he has proven to have a very rare and very great talent and grew up through that whole system and has become now probably one of the two or three largest stars in classical music and almost a household name.
And he's all of 33. And he named conductor of the LA Philharmonic when he was all of maybe 28?
That's true. All of that is true, yes. By the time he was in his very early 20s, he was already recognized as quite a phenomenon.
Well, I suspect Gustavo Dudamel is going to continue to be dogged by this because it doesn't look like these protests are going away. And so we hope to catch up with you another time about that. Mark Swed is the music critic for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to The World on PRI, Public Radio International.